Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour two. It's a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Nick Wright in 5 minutes. Great to be here. So, J-Mac, if you're wondering why Justin Fields doesn't have much of a market, some of it is there's going to be six quarterbacks drafted in the first round. If you're wondering why all these running backs are signing and have a market, it's because it's a terrible running back draft. So a lot of this is why the NFL is so popular, because the minor league system for football in this country is watched. We watch college football. So it's a bad running back draft. It's a good quarterback draft, good left tackle draft. It's a good receiver draft. It's a good edge rusher draft. It's a great center draft. It's a bad running back draft. That's why you're seeing Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry. People have, running backs have a market. Yeah. Not as much as they want, but it's a market. Quarterback, why pay Justin Fields in a year? Let's just go with Michael Penix. Let's go with Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy. So the draft can dictate the free agent market, where it doesn't in the NBA because the kids aren't ready to play and contribute.
That's fair. I just wonder if all this running back movement is kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Like Tony Pollard, he's not worth a point to a point spread. He's not winning you one more game.
But I'll give you an example.
So the Commanders
are going to have a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
So Austin Eckler is a good pass catcher. He's been around the league. Yeah. So for them, they look at Austin Eckler and think he can help our quarterback. They also signed one of the better guards in the league yesterday for the Commanders. Not surprising. They have a ton of cap space. They got to get the O-line right. So you can see the Commanders saying, hey, we got to get this place comfortable for the rookie quarterback. So they go sign an elite guard. They get a veteran running back who can also catch out of the backfield. They've already got McLaurin, so they got a great receiver. So you can see what Washington's doing. Dan Quinn will elevate the defense, which already has some pieces, but let's make sure the quarterback in Washington is somewhat comfortable. So, I kind of see what they're doing. Now, here's what's interesting. So, Russell Wilson, we told you Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia, the Eagles' Super Bowl odds improved. You know whose Super Bowl odds didn't? The Steelers with Russell Wilson. It didn't improve. So a running back moved it. Kirk Cousins absolutely moved the Falcons' number up. I do think Russell Wilson makes the Steelers better and competent offensively. Doesn't mean they're a Super Bowl team. Why? Because they got to play Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson a total of four times. Deshaun Watson now has Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper. So you can argue Russell Wilson is the fourth most talented quarterback in that division. The AFC outside of the division is so dynamic, so deep, so loaded at quarterback. Russell to Kenny Pickett, it's a clear upgrade. You get more torque. It's a six-cylinder to an eight. But neither one, according to Vegas, is winning the Super Bowl or the Indy 500. So I think he makes Pittsburgh better. But the other thing that has to be considered here, everybody's always a little reluctant to criticize Mike Tomlin. As long as Mike Tomlin's the coach, you have a defensive culture. As long as Mike Tomlin has power in the building, because remember, the very popular longstanding GM's gone. Now it's a new guy, so Tomlin's got more power. They're going to spend money on defense. So the Steelers right now spend more money on defense than anybody in the NFL. And I've said this. Your coach goes a long way in determining where free agent money is spent. Coaches are making $15 million a year. GMs are making two. So the owner's got relationships with the coach and the quarterback. The GM can be not powerless, but can get pushed around. John Snyder in Seattle for years, Pete Carroll had a lot of power. John threatened to go to Detroit, came back, had power, and they started crushing the drafts. Belichick had all this power. Drafts went into the tank for 7 years, and, you know, the people in the front office bailed. They wanted to make the decisions, and Belichick had all the juice, the leverage, the power. So if you, Mike Tomlin's got a lot of juice in the building with a new front office, and so in the end, it's a defensive culture. And if it's a defensive culture, it doesn't matter how much Russell Wilson is better. They're going to spend on defense, be led by defense. The O-line is okay. Again, I think what the market is telling you on the Pittsburgh Steelers is very simply, we think they're better, but we think they're a notch below the more progressive offensive cultures in the league, like Kansas City, Cincinnati, Rams, San Francisco. That's what the market is telling you. And with that, Nick Wright joins us live. First things first, host. Are you surprised that the market, now I do think Saquon with a better O-line, they also have two good receivers in Philly, so you can't load the box with your safeties because you have to respect the receiver. So I do think Saquon to Philly does make them a better team. But Russell to the Steelers, it doesn't move the numbers at all. Does that surprise you?
Well, let me deal with it in order. I agree with you that in theory, Saquon is a nice addition for the Eagles, and it will be fun to see Saquon on an offense for the first time in his career where every defense is not exclusively focused on stopping him.
Yeah.
For Philadelphia, it is an odd use of resources because I watched Philly last year, and to me, 80% of their issues were about the back seven of that defense. There were a lot of talented safeties available, Justin Simmons and others, to focus on running game and offense. I know they have an offensive-minded head coach. I understand that Howie has drafted a lot of defensive linemen, but it felt to me like Philly should have focused on what was their obvious weakness, which was their egregious pass defense and overall defense last season. To Pittsburgh, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. Like, Russell Wilson is better than Kenny Pickett, and that's about it. Like, I don't know at what when Mike Tomlin gives up on Russell Wilson, then will everyone maybe acknowledge, maybe Pete Carroll and Sean Payton were onto something here.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson, 3 years ago, healthier, more productive, Pete Carroll said, you know what? Juice not worth the squeeze. We're going to make the trade. Nat Hackett got fired trying to fix Russell Wilson. Sean Payton was brought in to fix Russell Wilson. And before the end of the year, no matter what those silly touchdown interception ratio numbers tell you, your eyes told you he was playing terribly and Sean Payton told you he was playing terribly. So he went to Jared Stidham. They are now flirting with Zach Wilson and Russell Wilson's dead cap hit. And now Pittsburgh, what they're saying to me is, $1 million. $1 million, why not? And because it's $1 million, if Pickett takes a massive leap this summer, which I don't think he will, but I know some people in that front office and that coaching staff like him, we can still make Kenny the starter because Russell Wilson has no leverage or power here. So, no, I look at the Steelers as a team with a great defensive player in Watt, a good overall defense, an excellent head coach, and an offense that, to me, hasn't been scary in 6 years since, you know, the 3 years before the end of Big Ben. So, no, this doesn't change that.
Are you surprised at all? I'm not. Jay Mack had said 6 months ago he thought Justin Fields had a big market. And I said, listen, this is a division that doesn't have good defenses. Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit are not good defenses, and he struggled in that division. You know, he didn't face the Chiefs' defense. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't facing Baltimore's defense. He was facing three weak defenses. He still struggled. So there's no market. Are you surprised?
I am a little surprised that there's no market. But when we were doing, before free agency started, if you actually put pen to paper and said, okay, which teams have a quarterback, take them out of it? Which teams in the last 2 years have drafted a quarterback, take them out of it? Which teams this year think they are drafting their quarterback? So obviously New England, Washington, take them out of it. You were down to just a handful of teams that thought they needed a quarterback, even if we think more teams did. When Atlanta, which was the obvious fit, decides to go with Kirk Cousins, then it's like, it might be Pittsburgh or bust. And when Pittsburgh then goes with Russell Wilson, now if you're Justin Fields, I think your best hope is that you get to compete for a starting job, maybe in New York with the Giants. Is that a possibility? Is there somewhere else you can go where there is, could you end up going to Minnesota if they are not able to draft a quarterback? So I personally think that there is, that this might not be resolved and it's going to be uncomfortable and the Bears are going to have to wait until next year to get the real asset, but until after the draft. When one of these teams does not end up with their quarterback, the Raiders were a possible spot.
Yeah.
They decide to go with Gardner Minshew instead. So I think you're running out of viable options, and the Bears, who I think were very confident they were getting at least a second round pick, at this point, Colin, I would expect Justin Fields to go for, oddly, what Trey Lance went for. A fourth round pick to somebody without any chance of being the guaranteed starter. I think that's where this lands.
You know, Atlanta should be better with Kirk Cousins, but if you're stacking up winners and losers, to me, the minute the NFL said, hey, you guys all get another $30 million in salary because of the TV revenue, the winners were Kansas City. The winners were the good team, San Francisco, who didn't have to peel off stars. That's my take on the winners. Baltimore gets to sign, for a pretty penny, an interior D lineman. Those were decisions Chris Jones, George Kittle, teams could have. Any for you, who are the winners?
Well, listen, I think people are going to kill Dallas because Dallas hasn't signed anybody. But typically signing a bunch of guys on the first day or two of free agency is a fool's errand. Kansas City just signed their first player, Irv Smith Jr., probably for around, you know, a few million dollars. I think being judicious with your money, I agree with you on the win. Because of the cap spike, the Chiefs are able to re-sign Chris Jones and, for the time being, have L'Jarius Sneed on that $20 million franchise tag and not have to painfully restructure anything or move on from some players. I'm going to take it from a slightly different angle, Colin. Despite the cap spike, Buffalo, Miami, and the Chargers are all having to peel away talent, which speaks to the fact that all three of those AFC teams, they didn't necessarily go all in, but they pushed a decent amount of chips to the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And none of them have anything to show for it.
True.
Miami's got to let Christian Wilkins walk out the door for nothing. They move on from Xavier Howard. Buffalo moves on from the entirety of their secondary. They lose Gabe Davis, who might have been a slightly overrated player, but still a useful one. And the Chargers, it hasn't happened yet, Colin, but Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Khalil Mack, and Joey Bosa, all four of those guys right now are on the books cap hit next year for $32 to $37 million, each of them. At least one and maybe two of them are going to be cut in the next 24 hours. So those teams, to me, the question I had is, what were they going to do if there wasn't a cap spike, Colin? They're having to move money around and cut people even with it. So, yeah, I think San Francisco, Kansas City, obviously Baltimore, which I know just added Derrick Henry, and they have some work to do, I think, on the defensive side. Those teams having the added extra $15 million probably made this period a lot easier for them.
You know, I said the number one ice cream for the 30th year in a row is vanilla. But if you order it with friends,
chocolate.
Well, if you order it with friends, everybody will turn to you and go, "You're so boring." And I'm like, I know Kirk Cousins is boring. Since he signed with the Vikings, he has tied for the third highest passer rating and the third most touchdown passes in a league with Patrick Mahomes. So I know everybody kind of goes and rolls their eyes, but you know what you get. He's efficient, usually makes starts on Sunday. Like, I think in that division, again, he's not going to face Herbert, Harbaugh, Reed, Mahomes. To me, in that division, he's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, before I directly answer your question, I do have a question for you. Are you often, Colin, going to ice cream parlors with large groups of friends? Is that like a part of your Saturday afternoon? And then worried about being judged for your choices? Buddy, if you like vanilla with sprinkles, don't let anyone shame you out of it. That's a classic. There's nothing wrong with it. But to your point about Kirk, if you're Raheem Morris, you got a head coaching job almost 15 years ago, and you never really had a chance to succeed because Josh Freeman, with respect, Kansas City kid, was your quarterback, and it never got off the ground, right? You just never really fully got off the ground. And so if you're Raheem Morris and now you have another chance, what you are going to do is say, we want stability and a known quantity. Now, asking the 36-year-old post-Achilles to be the stability, there is some risk there. But if you're Atlanta, Colin, and you have spent more top 10 picks in the last few years on skill position guys than any team in football, spent a top 10 pick on a wide receiver, Drake London, on a running back, Bijan Robinson, on a tight end, Kyle Pitts. You have an excellent offensive line. You have, according to the smart people numbers, an actually very underrated defense. Can you, with just above average quarterback play, with the 11th or 12th best quarterback in football, which Cousins has been, can you be an 11-win team and win that division? Absolutely. And for the Falcons, with their playoff drought, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm excited to see what those players, London, Pitts, and Bijan, are going to look like with an adult, competent-level NFL quarterback, which they now have.
Well, we both love Kevin Wilds. As a Patriot guy, it must sting a little to see that Mac Jones went for a 6. What did you make of that?
Well, you said we both love Kevin Wilds, and I do, but I shouldn't air, you know, FS1 Dirty Laundry on the air, but I will. I was very disappointed with Kevin yesterday. I actually think it was a low point of our show because Kevin is stuck in denial. Because I'll tell you what he made of it. Quarterback controversy in Jacksonville. That Jacksonville is going to have a competition. He said, Colin, he said this on the air, on television, not like off the air privately. This was his big take. So that, of course, was, you know, mortifying for all involved, not just us co-hosts, but all colleagues at the network. I mean, it was really a bad moment in FS1 history.
Yeah.
What I make of it is that the whole idea behind Mac Jones was low ceiling, but high floor.
Yeah.
Right? He's not going to wow you with anything, but he's going to be a ready-made day one starter. And if you are a low ceiling, high floor guy, a few things can't happen, which did happen to Mac. One is his confidence was clearly shattered. Yeah. Another one was, and you can tell by whether it's Bailey Zappi's Instagram likes or by any reporting around the team, he was not well-liked within that locker room, certainly near the end. And then the last thing is, you have to make sure you maintain high floor as opposed to turning the ball over every game. When all of those things go away, the reason that Sam Darnold, Colin, your guy,
yeah,
who just, I mean, he's just going to be getting $10 million a year for the rest of his life. The reason Sam can keep getting chances is because even though he has shown a floor as low as Max, you still feel like, but man, that potential.
Yeah.
There's a reason Cowherd can't quit him and people like him.
Yep.
If you're not that well liked in the locker room and people say at your best, you're at average, then all of a sudden you go for a sixth round pick and you're competing with C.J. Beathard to be the backup, not with Trevor Lawrence to be the starter, Wilds, if you're watching while eating your arugula salad upstairs. What an outrageous take that was.
By the way, Sam Darnold, comeback player of the year, got the left tackle, two receivers, tight end, offensive coach.
Hey.
Shanahan liked him.
Can I tell
Kevin O'Connell liked him, and reportedly Sean
Can
Payton
I tell you something? Can I tell you something about how different Sam Darnold is discussed in this 4.5 hour block on FS1 from what you just said about him here and what you've said about him too? If he makes the show today, which I don't know if he will, the question our producer Stephen Hubbard put in the rundown for the Sam Darnold topic is this. Should Justin Jefferson demand a trade? So there's quite a difference of opinion on what Sam Darnold is going to bring to the Vikings between noon and 4:30 Eastern on FS1. That much I know.
All right. Nick Wright, great show following us.
See you later, buddy.
It is interesting, though, that what the reports were is that Sean Payton was interested in him. They kicked the tires on him and Kevin O'Connell. So two offensive coaches. And Peter Schrager had a tweet, I think it was this morning or last night, that how Darnold is viewed, I love Darnold, how he's viewed in the league by offensive coaches. Shanahan liked him, brought him over. Carolina gave him another shot. Matt Rhule, offensive guy. I think that was Matt Rhule's call. So offensive coaches like him. I like him. Great kid, tough, physical. He's reckless. There's a lot of Justin Fields where you just don't really trust him in the pocket. He's going to get hit. He's going to make a throw every game that you're wincing at, and he's got a little bit of a delivery hitch, so it's not super on time. But there is and give him a one-year deal. What Minnesota's basically saying is, hey, we're going to let him start and sort of lead the way for our young rookie quarterback, and we'll see by Thanksgiving if our young rookie quarterback is ready to go. And I think that's where Sam Darnold is in his career. But I will acknowledge, there were certain quarterbacks that everybody loved I didn't. Tebow, Manziel, there have been a lot of guys that Zach Wilson, I'm like, no. Darnold's the one I really liked, and it didn't work. But it's nice to know that Kevin O'Connell likes him a little. Not a lot, a little. 1 year, $10 million.
Well, it's not that it didn't work. It hasn't worked. You could say that about Baker Mayfield, right? It did not work at the first three stops.
Yeah.
Gets to Tampa. It worked last year.
Well, Cleveland, he won a playoff game. It worked in Cleveland. I mean, it was a circus
Do you remember that playoff game, by the way? It was Cleveland-Pittsburgh, and they scored like 50 points or something insane because Pittsburgh was they were down 28-0 in like 5
minutes. Baker gets credit for the W.
He does. That's
Baker. Baker is a better in the pocket with time to throw. Baker's a better thrower of the football than Sam. Sam's a little bigger, a little more athletic. I would say much more athletic. But in terms of distribution, Baker's better than Sam.
So, give me a win total for the Vikings next year. I'll go over, under 7.5.
Over. I love the coach.
Okay. All
right. I
like the coach, too.
I have Green Bay winning the division. I think it's a very even division.
Green Bay over the Lions?
I have Green Bay winning the division at 11 wins. Lions at 10 to 11.
So, the Lions regress.
Well, it's not that they regress. I think Green Bay takes a big hop up. And Chicago, with Caleb, will be much more capable of beating you.
I'm not saying
Detroit's going backwards. I'm just saying Green Bay, to me, this is the beginning of about a four-year run with all these young athletes.
Huh. Bullish on the pack, huh?
I am.
Okay. TBD for me on that.
How's Aaron doing since he left?
Who?
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
You're deserving, as your business gets to a certain scale, challenges start to surface. You deserve a tailored solution. You can get it at netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Are we going to repop this? We talked about it, I believe, like 30 minutes ago, but Derrick Henry is going to the Ravens on a 2-year, $16 million deal. Only $9 million guaranteed. I'm a little surprised by that. It feels light. It's now the Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry show in Baltimore.
I don't know. On Listen. Brand.
Huh?
It's on brand. Power football.
Yeah, they... I'm surprised Henry didn't have a larger market. I know he's got some wear and tear on him, and he's been around the league for a while. A little older, but... He showed no signs, really, of slowing down.
No, he's a very good...
I think
good.
This is a sneaky good move, but like I think this is a better deal than Saquon Barkley. Oh. Saquon Barkley got $26 million guaranteed. He's got a richer injury history than Derrick Henry.
Well,
I think it's a good move.
No, I think it is, too, and I think it feels like Baltimore. If we would have guessed where he's going, this kind of would have felt
what
like...
What happened to Dallas?
Well, I thought they should have made a move last year. Dallas is getting ready to pay Dak $60 million a year.
Oh. Please, can you
and then
stop?
They got to pay. Micah's going to be top of the market. CeeDee Lamb's going to be top of the market. And by the way, is it a shock that Dallas doesn't make any moves? Dallas drafts, develops, and is loyal to their guys. That is their Dallas. Green Bay's brand is small market. They don't get flashy players in free agency. Dallas is, we believe in our draft picks. I mean, that's their history. Dallas, one of the only teams, didn't do anything.
Well, I'll just say. We know that free agent. If you go, I went and looked at last year's free agency grades, and it's like the media is giving out dumb grades. Like the Panthers graded out as an awesome free agency last year. We're like the worst team in the league. The Lions were, people dinged the Lions because they signed David Montgomery and let Jamal Williams walk. How'd that work out? David Montgomery was awesome. So like, go ahead.
Very rarely, generally the big free agent winner, who gets the best quarterback in the market? That's generally the winner. Atlanta did, and so to me, Atlanta's probably the winner. That feels like the winner to be, and the market dictates, they moved up.
But I'm just being real. I know a lot of football fans are, oh my gosh, this guy's moving. A lot of these moves don't change anything significantly around the league, other than quarterback and a couple lineman moves. Like, I know people were all excited for Christian Wilkins. Like, that's not really doing much.
I mean, I like that Joe Mixon goes to C.J. Stroud and the Texans. I think that's an upgrade. But it's not going to change wins and losses.
Right.
But I do think that makes them a little more dynamic at running back.
Does it help the Texans more, or does it hurt the Bengals losing a guy who was homegrown, who'd been with you for a while, in the locker room? Like, I don't know. Off the field, Mixon had a couple issues. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to the Chicago Bears. I am ready, Colin, to go all in on the Bears this offseason. I like what they're doing. Justin Fields still hasn't signed anywhere. It looks like it's going to be the Caleb Williams show. But Jalen Johnson has been one of the players who has spoken up in support of Justin Fields. Yesterday, here's what he said about Justin Fields.
I know what it would do to keep him here. I know how we would feel with him here. But, I mean, I feel like just at the end of the day, we'll all have our opinions, our emotions. But as far as the locker room staying together, I think we have the right guys in the locker room to keep everything together, to keep us together. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all here to win ball games. So I don't think it's about necessarily our feelings or, oh, well, you did this. I mean, we all here to win games. So whoever that holds brings in, whoever the staff brings in to help us win games, that's who we're going to rock with.
The market has spoken. He's 10-28 as a starter. Nothing against players, but I'm not too worried about a player's opinion on players. They have friends in the locker room. You got to win games. Right now, Chicago, if they kept Justin Fields, would be picked for fourth. We know he's not Jared Goff, and we know he doesn't appear to be Jordan Love. I watched in Week 18. He's very similar to Sam Darnold, but they're drafting a quarterback. So go ahead and pass on Caleb Williams. If you end up getting J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, there's a likelihood that he is on another coach. Okay, he'll be on it because Matt Nagy, they're going to be fourth place. So, Matt Eberflus. So you'll now be on another coach, another system, another coordinator. I mean, it's just, you got to win game. Yeah, there's always this analytic stat. Winning's not a quarterback stat. Hell, it's not. Yes, it is. Best quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson may not win playoff games, win 75% of his starts. When he doesn't play, they score 11 points less a game. Does 11 points matter in the NFL? I'm going to say it does. Jets with Aaron Rodgers, Jets with his backups. You think the season was different?
Okay, all right, how's this? Desmond Ridder upgrade to Kirk Cousins. What do you think that's worth to the points?
Three. Break? Three wins in that division. So what did they win last year? Five, six games?
Did they win seven?
Okay,
six,
10.
Okay.
Yeah, do I think 3 wins, 10 wins wins the division? Yeah.
So I mean, Ridder straight up lost them games with turnovers in the red zone. Because I know, because I bet them like a moron.
So I think Kirk Cousins is worth 3 wins, and does 3 wins matter? Well, Atlanta in that division makes the playoffs.
Okay, is Russell Wilson worth 1 win?
Oh, absolutely. I think Russell Wilson's in that division. Again, it's tough.
Yes.
But do I think he's worth... I think Russell Wilson's absolutely worth 2 to 2.5 wins. But again, in the division, those wins are hard to come by. Burrow, Lamar, and Deshaun Watson now with 2 good receivers.
Boy, if Fields is really 10 and 28, we might need to stop talking about him. I didn't realize it was that bleak.
I think that's the...
Goodness. All right, let's go to the NBA for the final story. Nikola Jokic last night helped the Nuggets overcome a 22-point deficit. Colin, listen to the stats he put up. This was like me at recess in fifth grade. 35 points, 17 boards, 12 assists, 6 steals, 2 blocks. The NBA's never seen a stat line like that. It sounds like Jokic is going to be the MVP again.
Should be. This should be his fourth in a row.
Well, they gave it to Embiid last year.
Yeah, but it was an anti-Jokic vote.
Exactly,
he was the
because
best.
The media's silly. I don't know. Listen, man.
He's the most efficient offensive player, arguably, in the history of the sport.
I think, I know people don't want to hear this. Like, we're already where he's like a top 20 player all time. He's more accomplished than I grew up loving Patrick Ewing.
Like, oh, he's Patrick a Ewing. Much better player than Patrick Ewing.
He just is. Like, I love Ewing. That's my guy.
I think he's a little bit of Akeem with the power. Shaq's a bad comp.
Well, no,
I don't think there's anything quite like him. But the problem what you face with Jokic, as the league has gotten younger, it's not as physical. So the league's not as physical, and his body forces you to be physical. It's the only way to stop him. I mean, I've talked to people in the league. You talked to a coach the other day. I've talked to 2 different people in the NBA. Draymond Green can defend anybody. Draymond Green's like, yeah, I can't do anything. So the best defensive players in the league, hands up, we can't do anything. That's what people did with Shaq in his prime, MJ in his prime, Bird in his prime. There's always one guy in the league, and it's not like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's a couple of guys in the league, and there's nothing you can do. You have to compromise so much to defend him. I'm hearing what people in the NBA feel now with Jokic is, let him get his, just don't let Jamal Murray, Gordon, and Porter go off. that he's going to get 32, 16, and 16. There's nothing you can do about
this. This is where it gets crazy. Colin, he had no other All-Stars on his team this year. I love Jamal Murray. I know you hang out with him at UFC events.
I saw him once.
Jamal Murray's never been an All-Star.
He's a good player, though.
He's awesome. Playoffs, he's amazing. But, I mean, we need to seriously start a discussion. Like, you know, Jokic is heading toward top 15 but you know all time.
So what's interesting on this take is, so the NBA, again, style matters. I remember the first NBA player that I paid attention to was Dr. J. Because he had style.
Right.
I mean, I just loved Dr. J. Was he the best player at the time? He was the most captivating. Magic Johnson was great, but he was also unique. That's why I was more of a Magic guy than a Bird guy. I liked his style. I mean, Michael Jordan, great looking. The hand size. The bottom line is aesthetics. Moses Malone's an all-time great player. He had a boring game. Yeah. So nobody talks about Moses Malone, who was an all-time great player.
Jokic is kind of boring, by the way.
He's got some Moses Malone where it's not pretty. But it's Moses in his prime was unstoppable.
So Jokic like knocks the ball out of bounds and he thinks it goes off a guy's fingertip. So he says, let's review it. And the coaches are waiting for the replay. Jokic bends down to tie his shoe to give his team an extra like 5-6 seconds. Malone calls timeout and they do the replay and it gets overturned. It's just like high level smart stuff like that from Jokic. This guy's really good.
I think there are players in the league that because it's not fun to watch. There's some resentment. Embiid's more fun to watch. And I love watching Denver play. I think Jokic is infuriating. I mean, I didn't think Duncan was fascinating to watch, but it was like you knew you were getting like 28 and 14 a night. He was a great player.
Listen, Anthony Davis is going to have to man up in the playoffs. I know he gets pushed around by Europeans. Sabonis 9-0 against him. Sabonis 9-0 against AD. And Jokic, we know he owned him in the playoff series. AD's just going to have to toughen up. Like,
AD's having a great year.
He is, but I don't want to hear about the great year unless he does something against Jokic,
well,
right?
What can you do against
something?
Him?
Do something. You're great. You're having a great year. Show up, my guy.
You sound like defensive coordinators against Mahomes. Just do something.
No, come on. I can dial up
whatever
stuff.
It is, do something.
I can cook up some stuff. Probably. Mac and cheese tonight for dinner.
Cook up some stuff to stop Jokic. I think the NBA coaches are trying. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
News.
So
I covered Arvydas Sabonis in Portland, and he's, you know, Jokic is better, but Arvydas similarly could bang into Shaq, was a great passer. Sabonis is the comp to me for Jokic, and I saw Sabonis past his prime. So he was, I think, Lithuanian. He came into the States older, but a devastating passer, could shoot a three, very much Jokic, but we're getting Jokic in his prime here, and we didn't get Sabonis in his prime. But does Sabonis Portland teams had the late Kobe and Shaq down to a seventh game in the Western Conference Finals, and whoever won that series, it was the Lakers, was going to win the title against the Pacers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Sunday on Fox, the NASCAR Cup Series heads to the last great Coliseum as the gladiators of auto racing look to survive the half-mile track at Bristol. The pre-race begins at 3 Eastern with the engines firing at 3:30 Sunday on Fox.
You know, everybody, years ago, Rich McKay, who runs the Atlanta Falcons in the front office, he used to be a GM, now he's like operations guy. When I was figuring out, I was one of my first jobs, I was in Tampa for a couple years, and Rich would come into the studio, and I was always fascinated by the draft. And I asked him, like, when it came to positions, what do you tell your scouts to do? And you always have, like, a comp. Like, I thought Zach Wilson's comp was Johnny Manziel. And I didn't like Johnny Manziel, so I thought Zach Wilson, like Manziel, could move, good arm, little cocky. I just didn't see it in the NFL. And so, you know, everybody's got kind of a comp. I have said with Justin Fields that I think basically what he is Sam Darnold, which is good enough to get another shot, but a little reckless, gets banged up because of the style he plays. And what's interesting, if you look at right now in their careers from the pocket, they are virtually the exact same quarterback. 63% completion percentage, touchdown interception slightly above even, and a passer rating at 82. The exact same quarterback. And Darnold is very, very athletic. He's big and athletic. Fields is big and athletic. They don't win enough. They're a bit reckless. They get hurt, and they can struggle late in games in key spots. So I had said, I can give you a three-minute clip of Sam Darnold on YouTube that's unbelievable. Same with Justin Fields. But Sam, you know, doesn't have much of a market. He gets Minnesota for a year, and I think Justin Fields has a similar market. So that's kind of my comp for it, whereas when I watched Jordan Love this year, my comp is he's somewhere between Aaron and Favre. He can be a little reckless like Favre, but he's got some of the movement and the throwing ability of Aaron Rodgers. So he's a little bit of a comp. He may not be as reckless as Favre or as gifted as Rodgers, but he's somewhere in that mix. He looks like a combination of both. Who do you play like? What do you look like? What is your style? What is it? Because that's what GMs ask scouts. And I think that's what hurts Sam Darnold, where offensive coaches like Sam Darnold, but you just worry about gets banged up. He can be reckless, too many big picks in big spots. And I think that's how Justin Fields is viewed. So I will say this, though. Yesterday, Aaron Jones getting let go by Green Bay surprised me. Then they went out and got Josh Jacobs. And, you know, I don't know what it is. It's the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. They don't go get free agents. They don't have an owner. Favre felt underappreciated at the end of his career, threatened to retire, got kind of prickly. Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career felt underappreciated, passive-aggressive, got kind of prickly. And in the end, the Packers moved off both, and a year after they moved off both, the Packers were fine. Aaron Rodgers' second year, they were off and running. Jordan Love now, off and running. So whereas Brady left New England and the franchise crumbled, Belichick, best coach ever, crumbled, Favre and Aaron Rodgers leave Green Bay, and 1 year later, they are stocked with talent and ready to roll. So yesterday, they moved off Aaron Jones, who I like, and David Bakhtiari, who's good but banged up a lot, and they saved $25 million. They got younger and cheaper. So right now, they're getting ready to pay Jordan Love some money, so they're cleaning the deck, getting young and cheap. Josh Jacobs is not inexpensive, but the way the contract's set up, it's like 3 1-year deals. But I really like the future of Green Bay, and there's just something to be said about what Green Bay does is the opposite of what the Bears do at quarterback. The Bears draft you, tend to overdraft you, and then demand you play immediately. Green Bay drafts you, takes some time, already has offensive coaches in the building. Bears tend to have defensive coaches. We didn't love the Matt Eberflus hire. The NFL was pivoting, but Green Bay's got a Holmgren, a Mike McCarthy, a Matt LaFleur. Then they always have good offensive lines. They don't ask quarterbacks to come in and play immediately. So Green Bay sets young quarterbacks up to succeed. The Bears do the exact opposite. The Jets, by the way, do the opposite. Come in, they overdraft people, go start. Green Bay, once again, is set up. They are in much better shape financially, and I think kind of emotionally in the locker room, where Aaron generationally was too old for all the young players. I get Jordan Love, I get Reed, I get Romeo Doubs, I get Watson. I mean, at least tight ends, I get Musgrave. I really like what I see from Green Bay. I know y'all think it's an anti-Aaron Rodgers take, but Aaron kind of ghosted some of these young receivers the first year. If Christian Watson drops a ball against Minnesota in the opener down the sideline and they're not going back to him. You can't do that. You got to understand young guys in the NFL, young tight ends, young receivers, young linemen, they struggle offensively. Some of the defensive guys can come in, a good corner, a good backer can come in and play. But these young guys got to figure out a phone book the size of, thick, and you're playing with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to be a little intimidated. You're not going to know the playbook like Aaron. So Green Bay's in good shape. I have them winning the division and the Lions being a very, very good, the best wild card team. Doesn't mean they Lions couldn't. I don't have the Lions regressing sharply, but I think I love what I see with Green Bay going forward.
More likely in the Super Bowl from the NFC next year, Cowboys, Lions, or Packers?
Rams will face Green Bay in the NFC Championship.
Oh, my.
You see what the Rams did?
What, that guard?
He's a Pro Bowler.
Trenches. Yeah, I know.
Two Pro Bowl guards. They're moving their guard, who was tremendous last year, to center, what he played in college.
49ers are chopped liver now, huh?
I think we've seen the best of Brock Purdy.
Oh! Goodness.
Hour three coming up.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Yeah. With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.